Well, it is time for our Association of Rhode Island Authors Spotlight. Always looked forward to, leading up to, of course, the Rhode Island Authors Expo, which is really bearing down upon us. Courtney Carter DeJesus is our author, and she has an adventure about Eva the Kid Reporter. I can't wait to meet all of these people. Courtney, nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me. Yes.
And you have an exciting book here. And this is an exciting part of your life here, Courtney. Let's talk a little bit about the book, first of all. It's Eva the Kid Reporter. And tell us about Eva.
So I used to be a journalist. I was a local journalist here in Rhode Island on Channel 12 for a couple of years. And so whenever I was out reporting, I always had little girls and boys coming up to me at times, asking, hey, you know, how can I be a reporter? I want to be a reporter. And so when I had my second child, which is a daughter named Eva, you can guess what the book is named after or who the book is named after. She's so curious and she's so rambunctious and she's so outgoing and outspoken. I said, wow, she really reminds me of myself when I was little and the little kids that come up to me and ask all these questions, right? And so it kind of sparked the idea, especially during COVID, being home reading books to my kids about, hey, let's write a children's book about a little girl that wants to be a reporter. And so here we go.
Yeah. And there's a real plot twist to this that is very, very cool. Eva's favorite program is the evening news. I like Eva already. And so, but Eva's watching the evening news one evening. And what happens?
Yes. And so I know it sounds funny, but you know what? I know that nowadays, like kids like my son, they have all these options of, you know, YouTube and social media, and there's 10,000 channels. But back when I was a kid, you know, back in the dinosaur ages, apparently, you know, there were only a few channels, right? If you can remember that. And so usually you kind of watch TV, whatever your parents were watching, right?
Sure.
And so I would watch the news a lot with my parents, you know, every night, and had an appreciation for it and got an appreciation for it. Because I realized that they're interviewing people, they're asking questions, they're talking all the time. And that's who I was as a kid. And so I put those qualities into Eva because she's starting to kind of get a little self-conscious about asking a lot of questions and talking a lot in class and being told to kind of be quiet. And so she sees the reporter on the evening news whose job it is for a living to ask questions. And it kind of sparks this complete interest or a complete epiphany for her where it's like, wow, I can be myself and I can maybe grow up to be a reporter. It can come in handy.
Amazing. That is the coolest. It really is. And, there's Thank a whole you. Lot of layers to this, and we don't want to give too much away. We don't want to be a spoiler here, but, you know, it's a fun book, but it's a book with a message, and I think it's the kind of book that would stay with a kid reporter or another kid. Really interesting. Courtney DeJesus is our author in the spotlight here, the Rhode Island Author Spotlight. So tell us about the writing side of Courtney here. What you had started out on the other side of the camera, right? And what happened?
Well, you know, I think if you are a person that appreciates words and you are a big reader, which is what I've always been my whole life, I think you also appreciate writing as well, you know? And so you realize how complex it can be to write a great story. People think that storytelling is easy, and sometimes it is, depending on the genre and who you're talking to. But, you know, it's hard to tell a good story. And so I feel like with my background as a journalist, my job was to tell stories every single day. And so it was kind of a natural transition to be able to go into children's books and just tell another version of a story for children. So instead of talking to adults, I'm now speaking to the kids and telling them the story. So it's been fun. It's definitely a little different than reporting, which is what I was doing when you're on camera, as you mentioned. But you know, being at a computer and being using a pen and having your thoughts come out, it's wonderful to have little kids be able to read, you know, what you have to write and what you have to say. And I've had a lot of great feedback from my biggest fans, which are all 4 and 5 year olds.
Nice. Good for you.
So hey, that's been fun. That's been fun. Yeah. And I don't want to spoil the book, as you said, too much, but I just feel like it's good for everyone. I even like reading children's books, you know, when I'm reading them to my kids. You know, I think we do as adults too. You know, we still have some favorite children's books.
We do.
That we all remember. What's one of your favorite children's books?
Well, you know, it's so funny. Every once in a while, one of my kids will bring up, they're both in college, and one of them or the other will bring up a book. I guess I can take a little bit of the credit because this will surprise you, Courtney. When I would read to the kids, I would do all the voices of the characters, you know, and all of that. And that was as much for me as it was for them. But there was one book about this little Scotty dog called McDuff. And McDuff would go on a picnic. And there was a picnic basket that had all kinds of amazing things in it, fried chicken and all of this other stuff. And McDuff was riding in the back seat with the picnic basket, and the food just smelled so good, and they couldn't wait to get to the park, and he's starving to death. But then he found that all of these other people were in the park, and they were having a picnic too. And there was one man in particular who had in his picnic basket some meatballs, and they smelled even better to McDuff. And McDuff kind of went in there and started eating the meatballs. And the owner of the meatballs said to the owner of McDuff, "Hey, you dog, he's eating my meatballs." And my kids remember that.
There you go. You know, I'm telling you, I feel like children's books have a special place in all of our hearts. You know, no matter how old you are, either, you know, you grew up with favorite children's books, and then as you become a parent or a grandparent, you're reading them again, or you're discovering new ones, right? So we all love children's books. And I think instilling a love of reading in kids early is really important, especially in this age of distraction, I call it. Because like I said, my son is always on YouTube and TikTok, and loves all that stuff. But he also knows, you know, because I took time to read to him every day when I could, you know, he knows the importance of reading. I think it's really important to still have that in this day and age where there's so much pulling their attention, you know, so many different ways. And I'm sure you know that too.
100%. You are so right, Courtney DeJesus. The thing you want to remember, though, you know, it's funny, you and I are talking about, oh, well, back in the day, we would watch the news on TV. Let me tell you something. When there is breaking news in real time, we're still going to the same three places that we went 50 and 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it for a
minute. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
You're right. And I never thought about it that way. You're absolutely right.
We're not going to YouTube for live news. We're not going. And if we are, we're certainly not going to YouTube to find out about the Middletown, Rhode Island school bond election or something that's going on in our backyard. We're going to 12, 12, 10, and 6 in that order, right, Courtney?
Yeah, and I think, I will be very diplomatic about this, but, you know, yes, in that order, wink, wink. And so, I think that, you know, yes, local news is really important, and I'm so glad that you actually called that out, because, you know, local news is around the country is struggling, and I think that we need to realize the importance of that, because like you said, you know, these town board meetings, these school council meetings, national news is not covering that. They're not covering what's happening in your backyard. So we need to still support local news and realize the importance of it for us, you know, and rather we may be getting it a different way nowadays. Maybe you're looking at it on your phone or
sure,
you know,
of course,
your tablet.
You bet.
But we still need to support local journalism.
It's still viable. And, you know, you're doing your part by encouraging reading because we have to increase that level of intellect. We've dumbed down far enough. We've got to get it back up there. With amazing books to read, you're gonna help to get us there. So tell us about where you're at with your writing. More books? I mean, you got another kid there. He's got to say, hey, where's my book?
It's funny because I do feel like, you know, when a parent has a child, I've been told that when you have one kid, as soon as you have that one kid, they're like, okay, when are you having a second one? When you have your second, they're like, when are you having a third one? And so I'm told that never really stops until you have like a whole litter of kids. But I feel like it's the same way with my book. And I didn't realize it would be like that, which is very nice though, that people are like, okay, well, what's the next one? You know, it means that they like it. So I'm putting all of my energy into my first book, Eva the Kid Reporter, right now. But yes, I do have a second child who's like, hey, mom, I'm next. You know, I need you to base it off of me. So we are starting to brainstorm some ideas for our, you know, young men that are readers, for some interesting topics that would appeal to them and appeal to everyone. So there'll definitely be a second book.
Nice.
And then I'm even thinking about making Eva the Kid Reporter a series, because I've heard some really good feedback about potential to be a series. So we'll see where it goes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Right now I'm focusing on just getting this first one out. And, you know, I'll be at the Author Expo on Saturday, December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Along with other members of the Rhode Island Authors Group, which have fantastic books.
Yes. And well, all of the above. They're a great group, and they have great books.
Yeah.
You are right on both counts.
Yeah, definitely. Over 125 local authors. So I know a lot of people are going to be looking for their Christmas gifts, and, you know, it's very easy to go online and just click a button, right, and get a gift. But it's also really nice to kind of support local business. And support local authors. And so if you want to do that, come on out, check us out, talk to authors in person, and even grab some Christmas or holiday gifts while you're there.
Sounds like a plan, Courtney DeJesus. Excellent
job. Are you coming? You have to come out.
Oh, I'm going to do my very, very best. The day is turning into somewhat of a crowded day, but I'm going to do I'm going to do my best. It's crazy time, Courtney. It really is. And the events and the special occasions are just piling on one after the other after the other. So everybody's going to get real, real busy, real fast. But for sure, take time and visit at the Rhode Island Authors Expo at the Crown Plaza in Warwick on Saturday, December 2nd. You can meet Courtney DeJesus and the other 125 authors that'll be there with their books, putting on panels, talking to you. And I know you're going to have a lot of people who are going to remember you from seeing you on TV and are going to just fall in love with Eva the Kid Reporter.
Oh, I hope so. I think it's a really good book. Obviously, I'm a little biased. It's my book, baby. But I think it's a really good book for all age groups and for kids and adults alike. So yeah, I'll be there. Come on down, say hello. Would love to meet you in person and just have a chat.
You bet. So great to talk to you. All the best to you and the kids and the kids in the books and everything there. Courtney DeJesus in the spotlight for the Association of Rhode Island Authors. Thanks very, very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Talk to you later.
Take good care. And that is a taste of what's going on at the Rhode Island Authors Expo, December 2nd, Crown Plaza. If you want to find out more about Courtney DeJesus and all of the other authors who are going to be there at the Rhode Island Authors Expo, just visit riauthors.org.